what is the right balance between government requirements and commercial best practices here?
Well, Francis, well, first I thought you were going to ask me about my brackets. I don't know.
As soon as we talk about multiple award schedules, I'll tell you why I didn't ask you about your bracket.
Okay. Well, I got Missouri. I can tell you that right now. Well, you know, Francis, the reason I've been writing about putting commercial back in commercial item contracting is that over the last, 10 to 15 years, you've seen a shift away from commercial best practices in terms of the terms and conditions in various contracts and government requirements. And I just believe that, right now the government, all you hear about is oversight and audit and reviews and, to try to save money. And I think the government's sort of missing an opportunity here to put commercial practices back into play and emphasize them more, because the more commercial practices you get, the more competition you're going to have for government transactions.
All right, Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Roger.
Go ahead.
You're drawing a connection between that and Mythbusters, and I'm curious about that connection.
Well, the connection, and particularly what I've written about, is data reporting requirements, and the government often, lately anyways, put in attempted to add or does add unique data reporting requirements to various procurements, and data is not a free good. It costs businesses money to collect data, and if they're already collecting it in their standard commercial practices or they do things commercially in terms of collecting data, the government ought to look first to try to leverage those practices and collect that data rather than reinventing the wheel. And where the Mythbusters comes in is, that's a conversation government and industry can have about how to improve the process, make it more efficient. And again, you leverage commercial practices, you get more competition, you get, better outcomes and lower prices ultimately through competition. And, and everybody's focusing on the budget right now, leveraging the commercial marketplace is one of the best ways to get better outcomes for the federal government.
Now, Mythbusters was Dan Gordon's baby, of course, and we're about 2.5 months past his tenure at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. What's your analysis of where Mythbusters stands today? Are those conversations that Mythbusters was supposed to generate, are they improving? Are they happening more often than they did, do you think?
I believe they are, and I just use the General Services Administration as an example. The GSA has been very open to conversation about their programs and what they're doing and various requirements and listening to industry about concerns and about whether commercial practices, where they can better leverage them. So I think Dan Gordon's memo, I think, is a great sort of turning point, I hope, in government procurement over the last few years, because the idea of putting partnership back in place in terms of the conversation to get the mutual best outcome, because government gets better results, contractors perform better if they understand the requirements, and you can only do that by talking to each other.
You write in this piece, uncertainty costs government and industry time and money. How so?
I'll give you an example from my previous life when I worked for a law firm, and a solicitation would come out, and companies would take a look at them, and to the extent there's uncertainty there, they've got to price it into their proposals. If there's uncertainty with regard to risk, they're often talking to attorneys, and they pay attorney's fees to have them analyze that risk, looking at it from that perspective. You have to account, if you're in business, you have to account for risk, and that ultimately leads to higher prices. So the better the requirements are defined, there's better conversations government and industry have, the better meeting of the minds, and you get better performance and better outcomes and savings for government and industry.
Roger,
and ultimately the taxpayer.